Okay. Come on back. Let's chat more about values. Is this stuff interesting? Is it? Yeah, it's cool, huh? Okay. There are not types of people. So everything that we're going over, once again, I said this before, I'll say it again. There are not types of people. They're just different systems of thinking. Okay, and all of these just represent different ways of thinking about things, all of these values levels. So let's take a look at why a particular values level might think that something is right, like the right thing to do or the right thing to go out and do. So they say, hey, this is a good idea because, like values level 2 would say, this is a great idea because our honored chieftain says it so. That's what values level 2 might say. Values level 2 is often, in today's world, it's often a highly rejected values level. So in terms of scores on the test, on the scoring test, that's one that oftentimes receives a higher rejection. Values level 2 and 3 as well often receive a higher rejection than others. Doesn't mean anything good or bad. It's just that oftentimes in terms of the scoring. Values level 3 would say, hey, that's a great idea because it suits me right here, right now. Values level 3 is interested in, what do they call it? I think they said the 3 F's. Feeding, fighting, and... yeah, something like that. The values level 3 is like, fighting, yeah. I don't remember what it was. It was like the... No, I don't remember. Okay, values level... values level 4... says, you know what, that's a great idea because it conforms to the rule of law. It's what's supposed to be. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Therefore, it's good. Or because it's duty, or it's the honor says it's the right thing to do, or duty says it's the right thing to do. Whereas values level 5 would say it's a great thing to do because it suits my plans and objectives. And because it'll help me win. Now, values level 4, interestingly enough, values level 4 will oftentimes see values level 5 as values level 3. Like the values level 4, like bureaucracy and government, for example, values level 4 might look at values level 5, the entrepreneur, and say, you're a values level 3, we got to stomp you out. We got to throw you in jail. We can't let you... because they want everybody to... Values level 4 wants everybody to conform to the system. Right, they want them to conform. They want them to wait for the gold watch. They want them to conform to the way, because this is the way it's done. And so they'll look at a 5, and they'll look at them as a 3, and they'll say, "Hey, we got to stomp this guy out, or this girl. We got to stomp this girl out." Values level 6 says, "Hey, this is a great idea because we've reached consensus on it." Right? That's a great idea because we've reached consensus. Like, everybody thinks it's a good idea. We've found out how John feels about it. And Mary feels it is a good idea. And they might go around the circle and make sure everybody feels, and they say, well, how do you feel about it? And how do you feel about it? And once everybody said they really felt good, and they says, now, wait a second, I'm getting some bad vibes from Mike. Let's make sure that Mike, why are you feeling bad vibes, man? I can see it. Yeah, so they'll wait until Mike feels good and he's not having bad vibes before they make that decision. Values level 7 is going to say, this is a great idea because it's functional. It's the thing that works. This is the thing that we need to do. This is the functional thing to do. Right. And then values level 8 says, because the living system ultimately benefits. Because the world benefits. Because the planet benefits. Because... that's what really matters, is how the living system is going to benefit from whatever it is we're thinking of doing. Now let's take a look at the core values and the ethics, and how values and ethics develop within the value systems. So the core of the values level 2 is going to be a very tribalistic core. Because they're thinking in a tribal way, it's very animalistic, and the ways of the tribe are going to govern everything. They're going to have animalistic beliefs and mystical signs, and those will be the things that govern their values, their ethics, and so on and so forth. They're going to serve the clan and the ancestral ways. So the way they'll look out at the world and they'll determine whether something's right or wrong is based upon what their ancestors might have thought or tradition. You know, they, of course, they're going to listen to what the honored chieftain tells them, but tradition is going to determine things, and the ancestry is going to determine a lot of how they run their life. Whereas values level 3 is going to be more egocentric, and they're going to exploit more. The law of the jungle is involved with the values level 3. They're going to be very impulsive. Impulsive drives and immediate rewards. There's guiltless service of raw self-interest. Values level 3 does not feel guilt. Values level 3 experiences no guilt at all. Values level 3 does experience shame. Like, that's the worst thing for a values level 3 is if they're shamed. And if they're shamed, they'll get you. You shame a values level 3, they're going to get back at you. Absolutistic, moralistic values level 4. It's the commandments of a higher authority. So they're looking to a higher authority. That's going to determine their values and their ethics. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. Yeah. Comply. You've got to comply with the rules to avoid punishment. Punishment is values levels 4. If somebody does something wrong, you've got to punish them. And if you do something wrong, you've God-fearing. The whole notion of being a God-fearing. Somebody says, well, he's a God-fearing Christian. Because if you do the wrong thing, you'll be punished. Right? And it'll be the higher authority that punishes you, whoever that higher authority is. Although oftentimes, people punish themselves within that system. With guilt and so on and so forth. Yeah. Yes. Yes. What value system is that available? Because it was called shame. Shame was called shame. But even though he didn't do anything to cause that, you know, there was no negative. Duty, honor, tradition. It's kind of like the samurai that would commit harakiri. But what would that have been? That would be more values level 4. Tradition, the code. Yeah, be moralistic. It's absolutistic as well. So this is the one way. This happens. I have to do this because it's the right. It's the dutiful, honorable thing. The honorable thing to do would be to take one's own life in that case. Not. Yeah, or if it was maybe. His business went under, and he thought he was going to go bankrupt, and he couldn't imagine that. Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't know the full situation, so I'm just kind of throwing out what. Right. Right. Yeah. 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 Right. People will have, like I said, somebody could be let's say they're a 5 in business and a 3 in relationships. So or a 4 in business and a 3 in relationships. So you'd want to contextualize it if you're working with somebody, but also. There's techniques. We'll show you how to shift somebody from values levels. So we'll assist you in helping somebody to get move from values levels if you want to. But typically, when I work with values, I'll work more with the surface level values. As according to the National Value Center, I'd work with more surface level than the deeper level memes, and I would keep the memes in mind as I worked with the surface level values in terms of which direction they were going in, for their personal evolution. And then I might get a little bit deeper if I needed to.